This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, December 7th. God's word for you today is in wisdom. A scripture reading is taken from Proverbs 22, verse 3, and it says, "Sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it, but an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later." Expect the best, plan for the worst. Proverbs 22, verse 3 says, "Sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it, but an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later." What has been the story of your life? Sensible and wise, someone that sees trouble and avoids it, or unthinking and foolish, someone that walks straight into trouble only to regret it later? Is your life filled with "had I known" or "I am sorry"? You are always apologizing to yourself, apologizing to your spouse, apologizing to your children. You need to get out of that cycle today in the name of Jesus. The voice translation of Proverbs 22 verse 3 says, "Prudent people see trouble coming and hide, but the naive walk right into it and take a beating." It is wisdom to hide when necessary. It is not weakness. It is actually wise to hide when necessary. Have you been taking a beating in your life? This day, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it will come to an end because you are going to embrace the wisdom of heaven. However, when we look at our lives, we are usually one or the other. We are usually expecting the best kind of people, or we are planning for the worst kind of people. Think about your life. Where is your bent? Are you always expecting the best, not planning for the worst? Some people are always planning for the worst and not expecting the best, not expecting anything from life. Expecting the best people, for instance, they always build castles in the sky. They always have a flamboyant vision. When you ask them what can go wrong with their plans, they insist that it cannot go wrong because they have thought through it. Listen, there is no plan that nothing can go wrong. When someone sits before me with a business plan or a project proposal and I ask the what can go wrong, and they say nothing. Some insist that they have identified all the gaps and blocked them. The truth is, there is nothing like that. Also, if you are the expecting the worst person, you have a spreadsheet of all the problems that can ever happen in the world. You are not always expecting the best out of life. When there is a plan, you are always the one that sees all the problems. That is another extreme. Interestingly, sometimes an expecting the best, hoping for the best person marries a planning for the worst kind of person. This man is expecting the best, the lady is planning for the worst, and they come together. You will discover that if they do not grow, they do not read content like this and grow, it actually becomes a problem instead of complementing each other. And it is because it tears them apart. But God wants you to grow. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the courage to walk for the best, have faith, prepare for the worst, operate in wisdom, and to trust God to bring the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.